Hello, I'm Gary Schindler, and today I'm going to talk about the Avalon Bay Air Fryer, which I've ordered from Amazon.com. What it is, it's a convection oven. The outside of this unit is made of some kind of plastic, and it's cool to the touch when you plug it in and turn it on. This thing is about the size of a countertop deep fryer, say like about 4-quart ones that you might buy from DeLonghi or anything like that. Only it operates through hot air, or with hot air, I should say. At the top, we have a handle, and by the handle around it, there's like an air intake, I guess, that sucks air in and blows it out the back. I've been in the back of this thing. Moving toward your body from the handle on top, you'll work your way eventually down to the front where you'll find two knobs. In front of it, we have the temperature knob, which goes from 200 degrees to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. This knob spins counterclockwise from right to left, going up in temperature. I think, when I think about it, temperature goes from 180 degrees Fahrenheit to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Below that, we have a mechanical timer, which I'm going to try to let you hear before we plug it in and turn the thing on. It goes up to 30 minutes on this particular one. Some of them have timers that go up to 60 minutes, but that's what the timer sounds like. And being the fact that I'm not going to let it run out by itself, I'm not so sure that you're going to be able to hear the bell all that well. Oh, yes, you did. Okay, good. But below the timer, we have two lights. One is for power. One is to show you that the thing is heating up. I don't know which is which, and I can't see them anyway, so it doesn't really matter to me. And then down below the timer, we have the place where the basket slides into. It's got a handle on it that you can pull out like you would on a coffee pot insert. So we pull it out, we have a metal pan. Boy, it's still warm from when I was using it before. I made some hash browns with it. But we have on the handle, there's a button that you push in order to release the basket. The basket is released, and then you take that out and flip your stuff out of it into a bowl or something. I'm going to put that back in. And we'll slide the basket back in. And remember, when you get this thing, there's a cardboard insert beneath the basket, so make sure you take that out. On the bottom of the plastic here, we have like two, I guess it'd be some kind of handles. You could pick it up from the bottom, I guess, on either side. They're like sort of indented in, molded into the plastic. And then we have in the back, they have the power cord, which is a two-bladed affair. It has a polarized plug on it, so that you can't put it in the wrong way. So we'll plug it in, and I'm just going to kind of leave the temperature control at 200. We're going to turn the timer on just a little bit, and you'll hear the fan come on. And it'll start heating up the coil inside, which blows the air through the food. Out the back, you'll feel like a little fan at the top. But it doesn't get warm it gets warm, but it doesn't get hot. So you can broil, bake, roast, fry, and I guess pretty much do anything that you could in a little oven. So there's not much more to be said about this thing. This needs no oil in it except for a tablespoon for French fries. You can make frozen foods like chicken nuggets and shrimp and frozen fish, things like that, or you can make other things like cakes, cookies. But I think that pretty much takes care of it. If you want to have get in contact with me and ask any questions about this thing, you may do so at garys5462@comcast.net. So it's been a pleasure talking about this unit, and we'll be back someday to talk about something else. Thank you.